Yeah, it stinks.
The Knicks lost?
No, I used it to wrap the garbage in.
Now I ain't got nothing to do.
There's the doorbell. Why don't you do that?
That's your job, remember?
Mr. Jefferson, I would get the door if it wasn't for my legs.
What's wrong with your legs?
They ain't as close to the door as yours. And besides, it's Sunday, and even the good Lord took a rest on Sunday.
Not if you were his maid.
Hey, boss, what's going down?
Her salary.
Hi, Florence.
Hi.
What you want, Marcus?
Well, I need some help with the kind of, mathematics problem.
Okay, shoot. I got a brain like a computer.
Yeah, the pocket size.
Well, here's the problem, Mr. Jefferson. A monthly membership at Mickey's gym costs $50.
So?
Well, Marcus only has $10.
Uh-oh, I feel a computer overload coming on.
Therefore, how many dollars will Marcus have to borrow from his boss if Marcus wants to join the gym?
That's easy. Zero.
Zero? I thought you had a mind like a computer.
I do, but also got a wallet like a bank vault. Look, why do you want to join the gym anyway? Don't you get enough exercise working for me?
Well, you see, last night I was at this disco talking to this chick. Next thing I know, a boyfriend came up and laid me out with one punch.
You kidding? You let him get away with that?
No, I really messed him up. Oh. I bled all over his shoes. The thing is, he knew how to box and I didn't, so I want to take some lessons.
Good idea. I used to box when I was in the Navy. They used to call me Jolton George.
Jolton George? You?
Yeah. That's right, I was a welterweight.
Well, I don't know what a welter is, but it sure must not weigh very much.
Come on. Hey, you know, you do look pretty good with your dukes.
Damn right, always have been. When I was a kid, they used to call me this name. I used to hate it. Every time I heard that name, I'd get in a fight, and I heard that name a lot.
Yeah, I bet you were a tough little runt.
Runt! That was the name!
Take it easy, man. Take it easy. I'll bleed on your shoes. So how about it, Mr. Jefferson? Will you loan me the bread for the gym?
Well, look, I'll give you the money and some advice to go along with it.
What's the advice?
Make sure you pay me back. They didn't call me Jolton George for nothing.
Thanks, Mr. Jefferson. Hey, why don't you come with me? Maybe you can teach me a few things.
Sorry, Marcus, I ain't got time.
Why? What are you doing today?
Nothing, and I'm gonna spend all day doing it. Ha ha!
George, are you about ready to?
Oh, hi, Marcus.
Hi, Mr. Jefferson.
George, you haven't forgotten what we were going to do today, have you?
What?
The bedroom, remember?
Oh, come on, I don't feel like I got a headache.
George, you promised to help me rearrange the bedroom furniture today.
Oh, right, but I can't.
And why not?
Well, because I promised Marcus here I'd teach him how to box.
You did? Oh, yeah, you did.
See, Marcus got in a fight the other night, right? and he got a few marbles knocked loose, so his mind comes and goes. So I'm gonna take him to the gym.
Now, look, George.
Look, Weezy, don't get mad. I'm doing it for the kid.
The kid? Kid Jefferson, that's what I think.
Kid Jefferson? Hey, that ain't bad. But it ain't as catchy as Jolting George. Hey, these fists are made of iron.
Good, they match your head.
They didn't have any clothes to fit you better.
Don't worry about it. I didn't want to show my body off anyway.
Yeah, if I was you, I'd keep it a secret too.
Man, this is great. The sights, the sounds, even the smell takes me back.
You must be glad you left.
Oh, you get used to it. Hey, look, you better help me get started.
Yeah, right. What do we do?
We don't do nothing. You the ones got to start getting warmed up.
How are we gonna get warmed up? I don't see no girls around here. Now that's how I like to warm up. Can you teach me how to do that?
You wanna learn how to do that?
Yeah, from the master.
The master? Oh, right. Okay. Here we go. I think this bag is off balance. But if you're real good, you only need one punch. Okay. Hey, come on over here. I'm gonna show you how to build up your arms.
How do we do that?
I'll show you. See these handles? You grab these handles, right? Grab both of them tight. Okay. Then you throw your...
All right, Mr. Jefferson, you get it.
Damn thing needs oil.
Maybe we ought to try something a little simpler.
Got it, okay. Oh, hey, right over here. Come on. 5 sit-ups each.
You got it. All right.
Ready?
Okay. That was 5?
Yeah. 2 up and 3 down. Okay, now. I got it. Now I'm gonna show you how to really tighten up your stomach. Stay over there. Now I'm gonna throw this ball to you. And remember, catch it in your stomach, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hey, look. I'm sorry, pal. I was just trying to show the kid how to use the medicine ball.
Yeah? Somebody ought to show you how to use one first.
Listen, lighten up. I told you it was a mistake.
Mistake was letting a jerk like you in the gym.
Jerk? Who you calling jerk?
I'm looking at him.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess you can see me because you ain't got no hair falling in your eyes.
I get like a fist in your eyes.
What? Don't be foolish. You're talking to Jolting George.
Jolting George? You ain't got enough volts to jolt nobody, you little runt.
Runt! Did you call me runt? Sucker, you just said one word too many.
I did, huh? Why don't we stop talking, man? Step into the ring.
Come on!
No, no, you can't. I mean, oh, it's being used.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. Lucky for you.
Well, lucky for you, I got the ring reserved tomorrow at 2:00 for an hour.
An hour? Great. That's 59 minutes more than I'll need.
I'll see you tomorrow, loudmouth.
Shoot.
Mr. Jefferson, are you sure you want to fight that guy?
I can handle him.
Don't forget this.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you say tomorrow?
Yeah.
I got something to do tomorrow.
What?
I gotta get a haircut.
Don't worry about it. When I get through with you, you ain't gonna need no haircut. Cause you ain't gonna have no head.
No, but it sure looks like you do. What is it, fleas?
I'm shadow boxing.
Well, give me $5 on the shadow.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the guy I'm fighting for.
Oh, fighting? George, what are you talking about?
It's nothing, Wheezy. It's too silly to talk about.
Being silly has never stopped you from talking before. Now, what's this about you fighting tomorrow?
Did I say I was fighting tomorrow?
Yeah. Then you better give me an explanation unless you want to fight tonight.
Okay, Wheezy. I had a run-in with this dude down at the gym. And we decided to settle it in the ring tomorrow.
George, are you crazy? You could get killed.
Well, you don't even know the guy I'm fighting.
No, but I do know you. You're not a fighter, you're a cleaner.
Okay, now what do you want me to do? Challenge him to a cleaning contest?
What I want you to do is call this fight off.
Weezy, are you kidding? Look, a man with no pride is a nobody. Now, he challenged me, so I gotta save face.
That's exactly what I'm trying to save. Your face.
Well, you can just save your breath, because I don't want to hear about it.
Okay, George, don't listen to reason, but I'm warning you, if he breaks your neck, I'm gonna break your neck.
Hey, Mrs. Jefferson.
Oh, Leroy, what are you doing here?
Well, Mr. Jefferson gave me the afternoon off so I could referee.
Really? Can you fix it so that George doesn't get hurt?
You mean cheat? No, I wouldn't do that. But don't worry. I'll stop it as soon as either one of them busts a nose or spits out any teeth.
Where's George?
He's in the dressing room with Marcus having his hands taped.
He should be having his mouth taped. Who's George fighting?
That guy right over there.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
I'm Louise Jefferson, George Jefferson's wife.
You got my sympathy.
Look, you don't really want to fight my husband, do you?
Sure, why not?
Well, he's an orphan.
Tough.
And he's also a veteran.
Good. That way you won't have to pay for his funeral.
And he only has one kidney.
Really? Which side? I don't want to waste a good kidney punch.
There must be some way I can get you not to hurt my husband.
Forget it, lady.
How about $100?
Said your husband was an orphan? What do you want me to do?
Just don't hit him. And when he hits you, you go down, okay?
No problem, lady. You got a deal.
Now, you won't forget.
Hey, I got my pride, okay? When I take a dive, I do it right.
Weezy, what are you doing here?
George.
Look, if you came here to talk me out of the fighting, forget it.
No, George, I'm not.
I don't care what you say, Weezy. What did you say?
I said I'm not going to try to talk you out of fighting.
Why not?
Well, like you said last night, George, a man without pride is a nobody.
On the other hand, a man without teeth is an ugly nobody. Hey, I got an idea. Maybe there's a better way than winning a fight to show Marcus how to be a man.
What do you mean?
Well, this is what I'll do. For Marcus' sake, understand? I'm going to throw the fight. That way I can show Marcus, even if you lose, you can still be a man.
Throw the fight?
Yeah, Weezy. I won't even throw a punch at the guy. And after he throws his first punch at me, I just hit the floor.
George, you could hit him once.
Weezy, I could hit him 1,000 times if I wanted to. But I got to do this for Marcus.
But George...
Fight is to the center of the ring.
Don't worry, Weezy, everything will be fine.
Okay, men, this is a 10-round fight. Now keep it clean. No hitting below the belt. When I say break, you break. And the most important rule of all, please, don't nobody hit the referee. May the best man win. That be you, Mr. Jefferson.
Well, this is it. Good luck. Sorry.
Good.
No, thanks. I'm too tired to spit. How am I doing so far?
Is it just me, Mr. Jefferson, or do you know something strange about this fight, too?
Yeah. I was looking for a bigger crowd.
No, I mean, nobody's thrown a punch.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It's a heck of a defensive battle, ain't it?
Go get him. Don't
go knock me down.
You got him on the run now.
Come on, Mr. Jefferson, you can do it.
How you got the fight score so far, Leroy?
Well, if this was a baseball game, both you guys would have no hitters.
This is the last round. Will you do something for me?
What's that?
Anything.
I got news for you, Marcus. It ain't easy the last 10 rounds.
I know. I almost fell asleep in the seventh.
Okay, boys. Last dance. I mean, last round. Now touch gloves and come out fighting?
He's not gonna get up.
Oh, yeah?
Hey! 7, 8, 9, 10, you're out. The winner!
My boss, Jumpin' George.
Jolting George. Cool it, Leroy. I don't want this guy asking for no rematch.
Because it just might cost you another C note. What the heck is that? It's okay, Mr. Jefferson. I know you paid the man not to hit you. I don't blame you.
I ain't pay nobody nothing.
But where'd that come from?
What? It came from me.
Wait, George, you stay out of this? Listen, Marcus. What do you mean it came from you?
I'm sorry, George. I just didn't want you to get hurt.
Hurt? We see, I could have dropped that bum like a hot potato.
Well, then why didn't you?
Well, because...
George, why don't you tell Marcus the truth?
The truth? Okay, the truth is, well, the truth is I was scared.
Well, why didn't you say so, Mr. Jefferson? So was I.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have gotten to this fight in the first place.
Hey, buddy.
See, but...
You're holding something that belongs to me.
Not now, man. I'm talking. Anyway, where was I, Marcus? Oh, yeah. Look, Marcus, just because you lose a fight doesn't make you less of a man. I mean, like that dude that hit you the other night over that chick. He's the real loser.
I know. I got a date with her tonight.
Hey, I said I want my dough.
And I said I'm talking. Something wrong with your hand? Where was I? Look. I mean, what does it take to clobber somebody? Anybody can do that?
I'm through being nice, runt.
What? Just kidding. Here.